Hey, welcome back, everybody. Time to grab your gear and take to the road. As we try and catch up with the entrepreneurs driving the e-bike revolution and the love stories of those just riding along. And today we got a little bit of both. We got a love story and an entrepreneurial couple. Let's welcome to the show a couple of entrepreneurs that opened a store in Greenville, South Carolina. We'll hear about how and where and why and what it's like to work together. Laurel Zimmerman and Ashby Knox. Welcome to the show, guys.
Hey, thanks for having us.
Before we launch into your whole story, I just got to ask, we'll clear up the confusion here. Laurel Zimmerman, Ashby Knox, you're not married, you're life partners. Is that the way you describe yourselves here? And you're partners in life, you're partners in business.
That's correct.
So how does that work? Do you turn one off when you get home? Let's leave the work behind, or is it all just flow together into one continuous conversation?
I think in the beginning, it was a lot of both, and we quickly realized we needed to have a little space.
Yeah.
So I think we're pretty good now about separating it, and it'll leak into some conversations, but I think we're pretty good at finishing that conversation, closing that down, and just having it be home.
It's hard enough to get on the same page with your life. How's it to get on the same page about business, Ashby? Do you sometimes say, come on, why doesn't she see it my way? Come on, this just makes so much sense. And then she'll say, no, we're not doing that. What are you crazy? I'm creating a fight here where there doesn't have to be one. But you have to work hard to maintain that balance and the same perspective and where you're going in your business?
Yeah, I think definitely it has its moments. You know, no two people are going to agree all the time on everything,
right?
You know, and we're running a business, so there's a lot of money involved as well. So
right.
It can have its moments, but I feel like in the end, as far as balance, we really do. Like I noticed, you know, Mondays are one day off, and I was just like, you know, we get along so great when we're just at home and not at the shop.
And,
you know, we're just relaxing and kind of having
different
fun
conversation,
doing
right.
some other stuff.
So. Right. Well, I only ask because we haven't asked other couples, and there's a lot of couples that are working together. We had a couple on last week that's not only a couple, they've been together for a couple of decades, 30 years or something here, and had separate careers through that whole time, and now they've come together and they're working together, and then they brought in their three boys as well. And I think, I don't know if I could work with my daughter all the time either. It'd be fun on one level, but it's a different dynamic. Would I still be the dad trying to tell her what to do? Or would she be my partner or my employee? And I'd say, hey, you can't get away with that. You got to clean this up. You got to be here on time. I don't know. It's a different dynamic at home than it is at work. That's all I know. What do you think, Laurel?
I mean, we definitely have learned a lot. There were some stumbling blocks and there were times where we definitely didn't agree on something and we just had to learn how to sit down and kind of talk through and decide the best way we were going to approach something and how we were going to, you know, approach when we disagreed about the best course of action. But
right. And it's business.
Know, after a year, I think we figured it out pretty well.
Well, I'm pleased that you figured it out. Let's talk about how you figured out to get here, because that's really the amazing part of this journey here. I'm looking at your quick resume that you wrote. Laurel says she liked cycling on trails, but riding up and down the hills, particularly the humid southeast where you live, North Carolina, South Carolina, that was kind of taking the fun out of it. Is that where you were at when you stumbled onto an e-bike here?
I had been out riding and just really huffing and puffing up some hills and just drenched in sweat in the summer when it's fun to get out. And I mentioned to a friend and they said, well, have you thought about an e-bike? I was like, what is an e-bike?
Yeah, right.
I need to investigate this.
Yeah.
It sounds amazing.
Well, and your friend, if I've got the story correct, was talking about doing a bike and barge trip. There's something I think would be incredibly cool to do. You take these little barges to the rivers of Europe and you bring a bike along. They stop in all these little quaint little towns in Germany or wherever they go. You're going to take the bike and you're going to go. You might end up riding 30 miles a day. It's like a spoke and hub kind of thing. The hub is your boat. And then when it stops, you get off and you ride out into these little lanes. That's a lot of riding. And you sound like you're a little hesitant to do that day after day.
Yeah. I mean, it was one thing to do 20 or 30 miles on our regular bikes because we weren't cyclists,
mm-hmm.
where we weren't, you know, road biking. But I thought, well, I can do that one day, but 5 days in a row, that sounded daunting. And she said, oh, yeah, we were just going to choose an e-bike to do it. And that's really what sparked off, you know, exploring what an e-bike was.
All right, Ashby, you had a different path here. You, it sounds like you've been in residential construction. You even have a degree in light construction. I never knew there was such a thing here. You did all this kind of work with your hands, and then somewhere along the way, you decided to become a nurse. What led to that, to get an RN degree? How did that? That sounds like a 180 degree turn from where you were at.
Yeah, well, at the time, I was married to my ex-wife, and we started having children, so I kind of became the stay-at-home dad. She's an attorney, and I was, you know, working construction and doing things like that, but you know, she was the breadwinner at the time, so I kind of stayed, you know, stayed home with the kids, and I was thinking, well, what kind of job would allow me to be at home more?
Right.
Yeah, flexibility and scheduling. And I'd always thought about becoming a nurse, some PAs, physical therapists, all that in my family. So it's kind of a natural fit. So, yeah. So while I was, you know, staying home, I was able to then take some night classes here and there to kind of get some of the co-requisites out of the way. So then I was able to start and do the nursing program at the community college up in Hendersonville, North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
Got done with that. And then again, you know, I was able to work a full-time job because you do 3 12-hour shifts a day,
right,
and still be at home 4 days a week.
Yeah, right,
so,
right.
So, you know, it just kind of worked out well. And you know, so I did that for about 12 years. I still have my license, but I kind of just jumped onto Laurel's coattails on this bike shop adventure, and here we are.
Rode along. Well, I can see why she was attracted to riding. Because she has one of the coolest, not that what you did wasn't cool, but I've heard other people do that. I've never heard anybody do this. She worked full-time for Outward Bound.
Outward Bound is a worldwide organization.
I know.
There's like 12 bases around the country, and we had 5 bases down in South Carolina, Florida, and Alabama, too.
And tell us what a base is. These mostly companies, but individuals can go there, too, and they, as you say, stretch your comfort zone. They make you get out into the wilderness and hike and bike and climb and do challenging things, either to push yourself or to bond as a team, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a leadership school based on expeditionary travel. There's no better way to have an ability to work with a team and face some challenges and figure out how to get through them than being out in nature. And when you do it as an expedition travel, you've got to get from point A to point B, and you have to figure out how to do it. So we would go out on 30-day courses, canoeing, backpacking, sea kayaking.
And you're talking about suburban, urban people like me, that wilderness is something I see flying over or driving through. Get me out of the car and get me to climb and to zip line or to camp and do things that I'm just not comfortable with. If there's not a hotel nearby.
Yeah. I mean, that's the best part, is having people come from that same environment and seeing them stretch in a way they never have and really understand what that means. It's not, you know, yes, you learn camping skills and technical things like that, but it's more about what you learn about yourself and what you're capable of and what you can do and how you can work. Pretty exciting.
It must seem strange. You were raised, it says, in a small town in Idaho. That's pretty rural. That's pretty out there. And so outdoors is all around you. It's just part of every day. Hiking, skiing. Hey, the hills are right there. The mountains are right there. The trails are right there. So my impression, having never grown up in those areas, that people live in rural America just think this is an ordinary way of life. You ride horses, you ski, you climb, you hike, you do these types of things. And you get city folk like me that come out there. It's like the movie City Slickers years ago with Billy Crystal or something here. You know, we just all look like we don't even know what we're doing. Yet somehow you weave them together and turn them into a team.
Yeah, and then they leave with those skills that they never had. And it's great. And then they, you know, they can go on and do those adventures on their own or with other groups. But I think it's bigger, you know, what they take back inside, which is so exciting.
So you grew up in the outdoors. You go and work for Outward Bound. You're used to riding bikes, but it's getting a little harder, the hills and the heat and the humidity. And somehow you stumble into an e-bike store. What did Ashby say when he said, go for it? Or is he like, no, I'll ride along?
I can remember where we talked about it. I had been researching and crunching numbers and doing, you know, kind of really digging into it. And we were on a walk on a rail trail as bikes were passing us. And I said, you know, I'm kind of thinking, you know, I've been talking about doing e-bikes and we can't find any around here to rent or try. And I'm kind of thinking there's a hole in the market.
Yeah.
And I think I want to do that.
Yeah.
And he was like, kind of, I don't know, maybe it's better for him to.
Yeah, well, I want to hear his. Is that all it was? It's like, maybe. Like, just all I think about. What do you think, Ashby? First, you're getting this outward bound girl taking you out. You're the stay-at-home parent. You're a nurse. You're taking care of people. That doesn't sound like an outward-bound profile here. And she's taking you out into the wilderness and riding and going things, and now she wants to go further and open a business about this. But, and neither of you have a business background.
No. Neither one of us have any, kind of business or sales experience, really. I guess Laurel does a little more with her outward-bound stuff.
Right. She was an instructor and then a course director and other things.
And then she was the head of the admissions department and stuff, too. So, but no, and I've always been kind of active. I've run 24 marathons in my life.
Wow, okay.
I did Boy Scouts and Cub Scouts with my boys. So I've been out in the wilderness on myself, too. But no, when she first brought up the idea, it was, it's basically, she had wanted to go ride for her birthday on an e-bike and couldn't find one. So then she's saying, yeah, I'm thinking I might want to do this. I was like, that sounds interesting. You go find your way, do your thing, whatever, I'll help support you however you want.
Right.
So she just kept kind of looking at different models of how to do it. She stumbled upon Pedego, and she was, one evening we're at home, she was just telling me about Pedego, all the stuff, all the support and all the stuff that they provide for their dealers. And I said,
we don't have to do this alone, right? Because she's outward bound. We got to have a team. We got to do this.
Yeah, well, I was just like, well, if I was going to do this, if I was you, I would go with them, because I was like, they've already got the blueprint there for
you. Yeah, right.
You kind of follow what their, their advice and stuff, and, it's bound to be successful. And then after thinking about that for a few days, and I was like, with COVID going on, being a nurse kind of got a little less fun.
A lot of people got burned out of the profession during their period of time, the extreme stress, the extreme demands.
So I was like, well, maybe I want to do something different for a little while. And I said, well, hey, how about, we go 50-50 on this thing? And like I say, we're 14 or so months into it now, and we're enjoying it. Been good.
So what do you think, Laurel? Just looking for support, or were you looking for another 50-50 partner? Did you want to extend your life partnership into business as well, or were you just looking for some support for you to try this thing?
Yeah, no, I was kind of shocked when he said that he wanted to do that. And as we started to talk about it, and what that would really mean, because that's, we were very different schedules, very different jobs.
Yeah, somebody's got to be in the store now, and you got to be there all the time. And
yeah, and so, as we talked about it more, it sounded more exciting, and we really started getting into all the little bits of it, and it worked out pretty well.
Does it help that both of you like to help people? I mean, I hear that loud and clear. Helping people go out and do something they've never done and outward bound, helping people as a nurse, helping raise your kids. It sounds like there's a commonality here. You two like helping people. You're not computer geeks sitting in the corner just working alone.
Yeah. I say that's probably the biggest part of this job. Like, the e-bikes are fun, but it's the people and seeing how it changes their lives, or just, the excitement on their face when they get back from a test ride or a rental, and just how that, and just stories we hear from them. I think that's the biggest.
What do you think, Ashby? Is it just an extension of you helping another way here?
Definitely. And that was kind of a thing I hadn't really thought of. But you get these folks in here that never thought they were going to ride a bicycle again.
Right.
Loved riding bikes their whole lives, but they have a knee problem or a hip problem. And now, to be able to see that smile on their face when they are, out riding, all because, we're here and we were able to kind of get them on a bike. So, we just have so many great stories like that.
Support them, show them the way. Yeah, exactly. That's the part that surprises me most of this podcast. I never thought it's business. And so businesses, you want to enjoy it and you want to believe in your product. And I get all that. But if I'm selling washing machines, I don't think I'm going to change people's lives. They might like the machine. They might like me. They might come back another one. But I don't think they're just going to come back and hang out with me. Do people come back and hang out with you guys?
They really do. They really do.
Yeah, they definitely do.
And isn't that weird? You go hang out at the stores after you buy it. You go down to the paint store and say, hey, just stopping by. How you doing, Joe? What paint you got in today?
I definitely don't do that, or washing machines or anything like that either, or yeah. auto mechanics or any yeah. of those, you know.
I like the car.
It's like we encourage it, you know. We're like, hey, stop in, we got a, you know, thing you can refill your water bottle, we've got bathrooms. So they stop in all the time, you know, just to show us their bike, or, you know, hey, this is something going on, I'm able to fix it in just like a, you know, quick little 5-minute fix. So yeah. it's no big deal, you know. So it's definitely like a family kind of feel to it.
And, it sounds like,
you know, we really enjoyed our palooza we had with all the folks we had.
Oh, cool.
Know, bought bikes.
So what happens in a palooza? We've talked a little bit about palooza, not a lot. We probably should talk more about them. What happens in a palooza like yours?
Well, it's basically a customer appreciation kind of party yearly for our customers, mm-hmm. you know, or any pedigo owner around. Because we started up in May of 2021, and there were already folks in Greenville that had bought pedigos from other dealers in South Carolina that had been right. here a while. So as we've gotten to know them, they know we're here to help them and support them and fix their bikes if they need anything. But again, it's just like a once-a-year customer appreciation kind of party. We raffle off prizes. We cater a meal for them. We had a big barbecue feast.
Oh,
and,
wow.
Then a big group ride, which here in Greenville, there's the Swamp Rabbit Trail.
Swamp Rabbit Trail, another one of these rails to trails. We keep talking about trying to get them on a show here. This idea is a national movement to take these old rail lines that aren't being used and turn them into trails now.
Yeah, so that's the big one here. And that was pretty much why we moved to Greenville. Hmm. You know, we were both living in North Carolina before we did this.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah, so anyways, it's you know, it's been great. You know, this is just the location. We're right near the Swamp Rabbit Trail, so people can get on and, you know, go for a ride. It's like 11 plus miles long, and they're extending it as well. So it's been a great location for us for rentals, but then also for sales for, you know, folks that want to buy them.
So, Laurel, I would think of all the dealers we've talked to, you've got to be the best person prepared to do group rides, because you did group outdoor adventures. You started off as a trainer and then eventually moved into the corporate world part of it, but this has got to be second nature to you, taking people out into the wilderness.
Yeah, I mean, I love working with groups and doing tours and just like our group rides. It's so nice to get other people to meet each other. It's pretty fun. And plus, then I get to go ride. I like that.
And is your impulse to push them like an outward bound, come on, we're going to take that hill? Or do you just take it a little easier on them here?
No, they are way faster than me. Sometimes where I ride sweep and I can't keep up. So they're all good. Sometimes I'll be back with some folks who are going a little bit slower, but no, I'm not the one pushing them. They're pushing me.
Come on, Ashby, tell us the truth. I always picture it. I've never been in an outward bound adventure. I've certainly read about them through the years. They sound incredible, but they sound a little intimidating to me. Like they're going to push you past your comfort level to do things you didn't think you could do. And I picture that's the way Laurel is on the ride.
No, she likes to just kind of take it easy and, you know, see the sights and stuff. So she's just along to enjoy the ride.
Okay.
I'm the one usually in the front going, hey, let's go 20 miles an hour.
You know? No.
She's more of a, you know, 11 to 15 mile an hour kind of gal. So,
okay. All right.
But it works.
It works. All right. Well, it sounds like the whole thing works in Greenville, South Carolina. If I'm going to open up an e-bike system across the country, I don't know that I'd think of Greenville, South Carolina as the ideal place to do it. I think of the beaches. I think of big urban areas. But Greenville's what? An old mill town, isn't it?
Greenville has a secret that, okay. And their hashtag is, yeah, that Greenville. Because people are like, Greenville?
Greenville,
but
yeah.
They have spent a lot of years thinking through the urban development of their downtown. So they took what used to be a polluted and like interstate covered river.
That's
and they turned
kind
it
of
into
my impression of it. I was years ago, I went through there and I thought, boy, this is like just like one of these old, sort of like the Rust Belt, but with old mills.
Yeah. So there's, so the Swamp Rabbit Trail, which was the rail trail, it goes right through downtown and they've turned it into this lush, beautiful garden along the river, lots of like lovely hotels and concert venues, but like beautiful.
We're talking about Greenville, South Carolina.
That Greenville. Okay, right. And then, so it's gorgeous. And then all of these old mills have been turned into places like we're in right now, which is an old abandoned cotton warehouse. Mm-hmm. And they turned it into breweries, restaurants, shops. And so we have a nice little community here, and then others are being turned into apartments. So it's a very cool little town and lots of spur lines to connect neighborhoods to get downtown. So wow. Becoming a bike town for sure.
Well, it's got to have a guy named Ashby Knox. I got to do the accent once here. That just sounds like Ashley Wilkes from Gone with the Wind. Ashby Knox. You said that was a family name or something? Probably goes back generations. Old Southern names here, right?
Yeah, that was my great-grandmother's maiden name, and then she named her son Ashby Turner. That was my mom's favorite uncle, so she named me after him. So,
and you've got the big beard and the wonderful soft accent, and I just picture you as the ideal Southern gentleman down here.
The beard's off because Cassidy said that that's how he pictured a bike machine. Cassidy said that he's like, that's always his vision. So I was like, well, I'm gonna try and.
You just grew it to fit the. Oh, I got a beard, yeah, so maybe I'm set up to be a bike mechanic here.
Fit the titles. So.
Well, thank you for letting us share this story about Greenville, about your amazing journey, and about your story as life partners and now business partners here, riding the Swamp Rabbit Trail here together, pushing people out past their comfort zone, or maybe into their comfort zone. Maybe that's it. You're not pushing them past it. You're pushing them into a comfort zone. Is that a better way to say it, Laurel?
Yeah, I mean, and maybe past their comfort zone when they thought they would never be on a bike again. So I think it's a little bit of both.
Yeah. Well, a fun story, a fun ride. And I thank you for coming on and sharing it with us here today. And I don't want to miss the chance too. Where's the store at, Ashby? I was going to get a shout out to where the store is.
Yeah. So we're, again, the old cotton warehouse we're in, it's called Hampton Station.
And can you just say that again? I just love hearing Southern accent. Everything starts with that old.
That old cotton warehouse.
My old dog down by the old cotton warehouse. Right.
Yeah. It's called Hampton Station. And, so our address is 1320 Hampton Avenue. We're in Bay 11A and it's right here in Greenville, South Carolina. And then our, phone number is 864-565-9600. And we'd love for, you know, anybody out traveling around with their Pedego, we always love to have folks stop in and
come on
say
by.
Hello to us.
Love to see y'all.
That's it.
All right. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
Pleasure.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Well, there's a love story and an entrepreneurial story as well of two people who took an unexpected turn in their lives. Went down the Swamp Rabbit Trail together here, bringing others along for the ride. Thanks for joining us. Hope you'll hear more as we continue to talk with the entrepreneurs driving the e-bike revolution and the love stories of those riding along on the Pedego Podcast. For more information, just visit pedego.com.